what the fuss is all about. She don't know she's beautiful.
Chase and Big Joe broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Here on this Friday, appreciate Sean Henry for joining us. Brett Kern going to join us at the top of the hour, and then Chris Sanders at the bottom of the next hour. But we have a special guest here, Joe.
Yeah, we do. A big event happening in a few weeks for Lawson High School. Chase and I are hyper-local when it comes to supporting our high schools in Middle Tennessee. Big event taking place in just a few weeks. Tony Vitello, the head baseball coach at Tennessee, is speaking at Lawson High School. Kobe Ginsberg, the head coach at Lawson High School, joins us now. Kobe, good morning. This is a pretty big deal, isn't it?
I mean, it's probably, if you look up good timing on in the dictionary, you couldn't get any better than that, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. What is it about? I mean, this event, first of all, tell us when the event is, how can people go to it, and then talk about your relationship with Tony Vitello.
It's January 26th. It's our first pitch dinner. Tony is going to be our guest speaker. It's at the Loveless Barn at 5:30, I believe the event starts. To get tickets, it's LawsonBaseball.com. No www, just LawsonBaseball.com. The relationship with Tony, you know, I also coach and run a travel baseball organization called the Knights. And when he got to town, he kind of started a relationship with us. And since then, we've sent a few players, one or two players his direction. And so, you know, he's always really good to us. And it's great that he's agreed to come to do this with us.
I know you're also good friends with Tim Corbin and a few other baseball coaches around collegiately, but isn't it cool that, you know, Vitello and Corbin are recognized so much and are almost as popular, and I know it's not as popular as football and basketball, I understand that, but when these guys walk into a room, you know that they are in the room.
Oh, absolutely, especially now. I mean, you know, Tony, like, he's like the most popular guy in the state of Tennessee, I would say. Like, everybody wants a picture with him, and he's a gracious guy. Like, he's just a down to earth guy, and you know, I'm again thankful that he's coming to do this for us.
Again, LawsonBaseball.com, January the 26th at Loveless Cafe, 5:30. What about him? We're talking to Kobe Ginsberg, the head baseball coach at Lawson High School. What about Tony Vitello makes him special in the way that you see him that normally we don't?
I mean, he is the true player's coach. I mean, like I said, I've had 6 or 7 kids go there, and they all say, like, they just love playing for the guy. His energy, like, he lets them be them, you know, and that's kind of important in this day and age of college baseball. And, you know, you remember a few years ago and Jordan Beck's flipping off guys around his first base and flipping off the center fielder. And, you know, not that he condones that, but he just kind of lets them have their own personalities. And I think that's appreciated. And if you watch their teams, like, even when they warm up on the field, like, they're all hugging each other. They all have each other's backs. And I think that's why he's had success.
So you need a lot of Vols fans for this event to come out there, because everybody wants to talk to this guy.
Well, you don't have to be a Vols fan. We'll take them all. Like, you know, if you're a Vandy fan, MTSU fan, whatever. I mean, you know, if you're a carnivore and you want to come eat a good meal, like, come on out. Like, we and hear Tony speak.
I hear you have an outstanding master of ceremony guy.
Outstanding.
Is that you?
Yeah, it's 1,000% Joe, and he begged me. Like, he's like, hey, please let me do this. And, you know, he can't get enough airtime or FaceTime anywhere. So, you know, if there's a microphone, Joe's going to get in front of it.
Hey, he's Nashville's media darling for a reason.
Right? Kobe knows
this. What is that?
And Kobe, by the way, my great co-host, Chase.
To you. Can you come back to me for a second?
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right. My co-host is the mayor of Bellevue. So
yeah,
if you need to get anything passed out there, you need to go through Chase. So just letting you know.
Yeah. So does that mean he's coming to the meal, first pitch dinner too? I mean, it's, you know, out this way.
I'll be there.
He has a connection, the Loveless Cafe. Chase, tell him what it is.
Well, my grandmother owned it for 30 years. So.
Oh, wow.
Not anymore, but did for a very, very, very long time. So I grew up there before that barn was even there.
What a connection. That's great.
Yeah, it is. All right, Kobe.
Joe has a connection, too. He has the world record for the most banana pudding eaten there, too. Did you know that?
I believe it.
He knows that for sure.
I believe it.
Kobe, before we go, let us know, again, who did you go to high school with? Snoop Dogg?
No, I went to elementary school with Snoop Dogg, and I went to high school with Tiffany Amber Thiessen. I love it every time, every time.
Well, it gives you a little cachet, buddy, for people that want to know.
Does it?
It does. It does.
I mean, I think it's more impressive that I say I used to work with Joe Dubin.
That'll get you arrested these days, as you well know. I will, though, laugh. Remember we did a thing on TV one time where we got in trouble and because the boss hated my joke and you laughed about it? Remember that?
Yeah.
All right, the kid.
No, I do.
I ordered four hamburgers and two Doritos and a Diet Coke, and the kid's like, "A Diet Coke?" I'm like, "Just shut your mouth." And remember our vaulted news director was like, "That's not funny." I'm like, "Shut up." All right, good times. Love you, man. We'll see you January 26th. LawsonBaseball.com. First pitch dinner with Tony Vitallo. Kobe, I'll see you then, brother.
I appreciate it. So you guys have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
I was able in that interview to mispronounce Tony Vitello's name like six different ways.
Yeah, so are we going to get Tony Vitello on before this event?
Hell yeah, we are. Kobe, I know you're still listening. Yeah, we're getting Tony on.
Yeah, we need to make that happen. Okay. That'd be great to have him on. But always love talking hyper-local and a great event at Lawson High School out in Bellevue. So looking forward to that. Coming up next, we'll talk some Titans. Our man Brett Kern usually joins us on Mondays, but you know, obviously a lot going on this week with the Music City Bowl and the holiday. He will join us now here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.